Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola, and I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I want to thank the Lord for this prayer line tonight. So let us go into a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come before Thee tonight, Father, just to thank You, Father, for this prayer line. We thanking You, Father, for our brothers and sisters that will join us on the prayer line. We thank You, Father, for the blessing of Your Holy Spirit as He lead and guide us on this prayer line. Father, we asking for Your Holy Spirit to touch the hearts of my brothers and sisters, that they will press one and share the goodness of the Lord. Father, I want to read some scriptures concerning giving God praise and thanking God for the blessing for what He has done for us throughout the week. And now, Father, I'm asking You, Father, to help me on this prayer line. Bless me on this prayer line, Father, that I will continue to do Your will. Now we ask Him, Father, for the Holy Spirit to touch each and every brother and sister tonight. And Lord, help them to come on to share and help them to support the prayer line. And help each and every one, Lord Father, to hear the message every other night that we get on. So we want to thank you for your blessings. And we pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And brothers and sisters, as I read the scripture, we ask him that our Father and our Savior will be our teacher and our God. As he said, he will send the Holy Spirit to lead and guide, teach us all things. Let us read his word. I'm reading from James chapter 12. James chapter, let me get back to it. I'm hoping everyone is having a good evening. By God's grace. Sorry, I think I was reading that from Hebrews. Let me find my scripture again. Yes, I'm sorry. That was in Hebrews. Hebrews. I want to read one scripture from Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8. And it says, oh, thank you, honey. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I got my Bluetooth, brothers and sisters. I'm reading Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. It says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forevermore. And also, I would like to read Hebrews chapter 13, and verses 15 and 16. It said, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name, but to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifice God is well pleased. So I just want to thank God for that. Amen. And my brothers and sisters, as you press 1, I will open your line. Amen. And the first one has pressed 1 is 272. I will open your line. Amen.
Amen.
Your line is open.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Leola, for opening my line. This is Sister Tymeko from Pennsylvania. I'm so happy to be here on the prayer line, and I thank God for bringing me through another week. Safe and sound, I thank him for the precious Sabbath that we was able to share. I went to church, and it was such a beautiful experience. And I just thank and praise the Lord for everything he has done for me. He is so worthy to be praised. He receives all my praise and honor and glory and adoration. So I thank him for my family, and I thank him for all my precious brothers and sisters on this prayer line. And I do have a song to sing on the prayer line this evening. It's Walking in Integrity, and it's taken from Psalms chapter 26. And it says, judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity, and I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, I shall not fly. Examine me, O Lord, improve me. Try thy reins in my heart. For thy loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in truth. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go with dissemblers. And I have hated the congregation of evildoers, and will not sit with the wicked. So I will sing the song, returning to the scripture, Psalms 26. Amen. Please judge me, Lord. Observe my loyalty. Observe my trust in you. In my integrity, examine me and put me to the test. My mind and heart refine. That my soul might be blessed. But as for me,
do not sit with wicked men of lies. I hate the company of those who truth despise. Jehovah, please don't take away my life with men who take delight in bribery and in strife. But as for me, determined I will be to walk eternally in my integrity. For I have loved the dwelling of your house, your worship, oh so pure. I daily will expound, and I will march around your altar ground to make thanksgiving heard all out throughout the land. But as for me, determined I will be to walk eternally in my integrity.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank you so much, my dear sister, for opening my prayer line and letting me share that song with each and every one of my brothers and sisters on the line. And I was able to read the scripture here in Psalms 26. Where it brings out of the Lord walking with you in integrity and examining you. So it's such a precious thing that we can share these things on the line with all of our brothers and sisters. And I love you all, and I lift you all up to the Lord. And I'm asking for prayer requests for each and every one of us on the line, that the Lord will continue to bless, guide, and keep each and every one of us safe in our homes and protect us from the enemy and cover us all under thy blood, that no weapon formed against us will prosper. So thank you, Sister Leola, for opening my line. God bless you, and I love you always. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen, amen. I hope that I'm not too loud, because sometimes, I don't know if my Bluetooth is giving off loud. Sometimes I have to turn my iPad down. I may have it up too loud, but I'm hoping I'm not too loud. So Sister, I see Sister Carla on, so please, you can text me, Sister Carla, let me know if I'm loud. Sometime if I'm loud, you can text me to let me know. Sister Leola is not one that try to get or let to be offended if brothers and sisters try to let me know I'm not doing something right. Amen. So please let Sister Leola know in a text, and so I could, you know, try to get that right. Amen. So thank you. And let me make sure. Yes. So I just want to thank my brothers and sisters for coming on and share on this prayer line. And also very grateful to you, because when you come to this prayer line, you are supporting God. You know, it is not us or the ones that host the prayer line that want to be anything. We just here to let God use us to be a servant, and to come on this and to host this prayer line on every day. I mean, you know, during the days that we host, it is something that is a sacrifice, sisters and brothers. So the same that God would want us to do, us all, is to sacrifice. I want to share something with you, but brothers and sisters, if my brothers and sisters press 1, I would like to open your line to let you read or share. So, yes, we have someone else then press 1. And first of all, I forgot to tell Sister Tamika, thank you. Thank you for coming to share the song, to share the scriptures. And brothers and sisters, we want you to feel very free to be able to share or Don't be shy. Give God the praise, because as I just read the scripture, it says, everyone went on, it said, by him. Therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. He said, but to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifice, God is well pleased. That's coming from Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15. Amen. And I read the other scripture, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forevermore. Those was my scripture I read. And now that more have joined in. So I want to thank you once again. And I'm asking everybody to be patient. And I will get to you as I open this next line. We open at 985-232. Your line is open. And you can give us your name and where you're calling from. Amen.
Amen. Good evening, sisters and brothers. It's Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I want to thank God for watching over us and waking us up. I thank him for his magnificence. He's so good to us. I would like to read a prayer. Dear God, I know it wasn't be easy. I know it won't be easy for me, but I ask that you help me to love every single person who opposes me. Heal me of any hurt that they may have caused, Lord, so that I can love them fully. I pray that this love will also inspire them to change their ways. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. Lord, I need this prayer to go through because it's just so much going on and so much hate. And people's hate for nothing. But I need this prayer to go through in the name of Jesus because we all have this. And this town I'm in, it's just, you don't have to have anything. It's just simple stuff, petty. And I just like sure to keep my family in prayer because they haven't buried a family member yet. And on top of that, the one married my family member, her grandbaby is 24-day-old, died. The young mother left the baby with two boys. It was a little girl also. Left her with the two boys, the babysitter, and one of them rolled over on the baby and stepped on the baby, and the baby died, and it's so heartbroken. And just actually lift the family up, which is it's bad. So just ask for prayer for Adventlight, our family members, those that's missing to come back, those that seeking a home. We ask that we get some more members, and we just thank God for those we have, and all of those listeners and the speakers and all of the ones that help us. We just thank God for everything he's given us on this line right now. Pray for the sick, the homeless, and all those that's straining, wherever they may be, in the facilities. And the Lord may continue to talk and speak with them, and they may start to repent so the Lord can open doors for them. That's all the God waiting on them, to repent and come to him so he can open the door. And that's all they need to do. So I thank God for us and again. And God bless the Ben Light and all the churches open this name. Amen. That will be all tonight.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Brenda. And again, who was that that passed in the family? Who was that again?
Our cousin Poochie.
The baby, I meant to say. The baby.
the baby, our cousin, who's your brother's wife?
Okay.
The oldest brother. He's only one left.
Okay.
That's his wife.
All right. Thank you, Sister Brenda.
Her name is Jill. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Sister Brenda. I and brothers and sisters, we're going to lift it up in prayer. In our later prayer, we're going to lift the family up. And we have others that press one. We got quite a few on by God's grace. And brothers and sisters, I had a little reading, but I want to wait and allow my brothers and sisters to share. We asking that we all press share your testimonies because God is well pleased with the praise that his children bring to him. Okay, I'm going to open this line, 423-635. Your line is open, and you can give your name and where you're calling from. And I will open other lines as soon as one is finished. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola. Good evening. This is Sister Carla from Tennessee. I'm just thanking the Lord. I'm at work, so you might hear a background noise. But I'm just thanking the Lord for his goodness, his mercy, and we know that we serve a faithful God despite of our ups and downs and back and forth. And, you know, he said he'll never leave us or forsake us. And I just want to share a reading, and also I wrote it down, a scripture. You know, I like to write scripture down on my card so I can kind of remember, have them at hand. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50. It says, "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither does corruption inherit incorruption." So the kingdom of God will not be inherited by flesh and blood. We have to become a new creature in Christ. We have to put on Christ Jesus. We have to accept him as our Savior and, you know, be led by the Holy Spirit and have the Holy Spirit indwelling in us so that we can be one with him as he's one with the Father. Because if the Holy Spirit is not in us, you know, we are none of his. I mean, of course, we, you know, people can hear the Holy Spirit, but we want him to be in us because he can speak to us and not be in us and warn us, but we want him to dwell in us. Amen. And I'll just read this this reading I've been reading from Review and Herald. And it says, I lost my space. Okay, I'll just start right here. It said, "Men of the world do not wish the light of truth, and they are in one spirit with those who, while professing to be children of God, do not let their light shine in words of truth and deeds of holiness. Unconverted men who claim to be Christians only encourage the sinners to continue in his sin. In the place of seeking to save the soul that are ready to perish, they live for self. Their vessels are empty, and therefore they cannot keep their lamps replenished. To these, Christ say, I know you not. You have not taken me as your counselor. You have not walked in the light of my word. You have not come under my yoke. Your light is darkness, because you have walked in the sparks of the fire of your own kindling. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity." One more paragraph. "We are not to rest in the idea that because we are church members, we are saved. While we give no evidence that we are conformed to the image of Christ, while we cling to our own old habits, weave our fabric with the thread of worldly ideas and customs. Christ declare,
Not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in their name, in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devil, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. And we see many of people, you know, they have MD behind their name, professor, they're teachers, they're, you know, pastors, they have these accolades, but yet they're into spiritualism, yet they're not doing the work of God. They have a form of godliness, but they're denying the power. And we see our church has drastically changed as we read the test spirit of prophecy. We see how the changes crept in and what's going on within our church. And we see the image is already formed. And we see a lot, we know that a lot of bright lights is going to go out, even those that we see, those that are up there bringing message and doing things in the church or what have you. But we are not to put our trust in the arms of men, but we are to put our trust in God. And we know our general conference leader, our Savior, is in heaven, the most holy place, working on our behalf, because we're not supposed to trust in any power or government. When usually a power is set up continuously, you know, God has told us that we're supposed to reverence him and not men. And, you know, there's supposed to have been some changes that taken place in our church, but we continue to go the same way because of voting and different things that we're doing in the hospital. They're having, you know, they're allowing abortion. They're allowing all type of evil thing. And they're supposed to do away with the hospital and places that have these things have crept in. But because of we shaking the right arm with papacy, with Rome, we're in bed with Rome. So may the Lord help each and every one of us to sigh and to cry for the abomination of that's going on within our church, within our home, within our community, wherever it is. And we're supposed to cry aloud and spare not and lift up our voices as a trumpet. And, you know, we're supposed to show the people, warn the people. Many are sleeping, you know, and they think everything is okay. But, you know, the Lord said, ye that know it to do good and do it not. It's a sin. So may the Lord truly help us. And, you know, may we continue to keep each other in prayer. Thank you again, Sister Leola.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for pointing that out. I won't go into any other detail, but say praise God, because God have given us individuality, and we are to study that word for ourselves. And pray and ask God to teach us and help us. We have to be careful. So thank you, Sister Carla, for sharing and bringing that to us, and that we can start studying and showing forth the goodness of God. Amen. So we're going to go to the next caller. Amen. We got 240-988. Your line is open. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Howdy do, beloved. Thank you so much, Sister Leola, for opening up my line. And thank you so much for that reading and for pointing that out, Sister Carla. We're definitely, you know, time is winding down. And so the prayer is that we are to, is to ask God for his readiness so that we will be ready and stay ready as the second coming is fast approaching. But I just want to give a couple praise report. I in regards to just the situation with my daughter. I'm actually here in Bemore with her, and all things work together for good for them who love the Lord, called to do his purpose. I know that whenever I send my kids off to college, I normally go and drop them off, and then the next time I'll see them is when there's a holiday or different things like that. And I wouldn't necessarily go and get them. Somebody would go and pick them up and bring them, you know, back home. And so I've been here for, since she's been her second year, about 10 times already. And that's an anomaly because usually I just like drop them off. And as I said, that's it. But, you know, the situation that has been going, it's so funny because the landlord came today, and I'm so glad that I was here. She didn't know that I was going to be here. And I had, the Holy Spirit had actually warned me of actually seeing what was going to happen before it happened. And, you know, the other roommate, the housemate, they left before, you know. It was just a whole bunch of craziness. I shared that with you all. So she came and, you know, and she, you know, we were showing her, you know, the scratches and all of that stuff because we want to make sure that, you know, it's documented so that she's not saying that my daughter is the one that, you know, that did it. And so we purposefully did not put up any of our furniture other than the furniture in my daughter's room, her desk and her, you know, which that is her space. And she, you know, was just kind of like we brought her downstairs with the basement and kind of was telling her about, you know, the moldy smell and the mildew and all of that stuff. And I know because, you know, I'm allergic to it. So I have to stay upstairs, keep the door, whatever, closed and make sure that I'm not having any contact with that. And so she came and how quickly her spirit changed because she wanted now to know we had paid our half of the rent back, I think the 28th of September. And the other individuals, the other housemate is responsible for that. And she said, you know, they gave her the 30-day notice, but they moved out before. They moved out before October 1st. And so she's saying, oh, well, you know, you know, I think you're going to pay. I thought you were going to pay for it. I said, no, ma'am. I said, you said that they gave you 30 days, so they're responsible for it. I said, you know, but moving forward, you know, for November and stuff, that's something that, you know, I mean, that makes more sense for us. She was so angry. She fled out of this house. I was like, you know, I said to her, are you okay? I said, you know, because I'm not understanding what is it you're trying to expect from us. I said, they're the one that broke the lease. You're making it seem like we broke the lease or we did something wrong. You know, we have signed our lease. And, you know, she was just kind of making a lot of excuses for the other family and the other housemate. And she was like, well, they were waiting for, you know, they were waiting for your daughter to walk through the house with them. I was like, why? We walked through the house and signed our portion of the lease since August 26th and turned it over to you all. So this has nothing to do with my daughter. And she was going back and forth. And I was like, well, why did they not sign the lease? This is the big question. You know, the lease is what, you know, governs. They did pay their first month rent. They did pay their secure deposit. Why is it, you know, why is it they didn't sign the lease? And she was like, well, you know, I'm going to, you know, give them back their secure deposit. I said, I mean, I can't tell you what to do, but I know there's a lot of scratches on the floor and everything, and I just want to make sure. Because if they broke the lease, their secure deposit is supposed to cover, you know, the month rent, or at least 1 month rent. And so she stormed out of here, and I was like, are you okay? She was like, yeah. You know, I said, okay. She was like, so are you refusing? I said, ma'am, I'm not refusing. I said, I paid my rent. According to my lease, I paid my rent. Even before, 2 days before the rent was due, I paid you, you know. And so I was like, I'm not understanding. I'm going to pray for Miss A.V., that God will prick her heart and so she can really understand it. Like she's treating us like we did something wrong, you know. And I'm like, you need to be, you know, going after the other family, not us. You know, we did and we were forthcoming and we did what we were supposed to do. And now you're mad and making all kind of excuses for, you know, for the other family. And I'm like, wait a minute, what is going on? But as I said before, God had prepared me because I'd seen it before exactly what took place today. And so I was calm. I just kept saying, I'm not understanding. What is it you're saying? You know, she was like, well, we made them leave because of you. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Because you sent me, the child sent us an email saying that this was she's not going to sign the lease because she's going to be leaving in October, the end of October. And you sent me an email saying that the mom said, consider this the 30 days. So they're responsible for October. We're not. And so I just pray that, you know, and my daughter was like, Mommy, I can't believe it. And I told her, I said, you know, Kaji, I want you to understand that we're not wrestling with flesh and blood. This is not a flesh and blood warfare. This is a spiritual warfare. This is rulers in high places. This is the principalities, you know, type of situation. And so I just ask you all to pray, and I was just so thankful that, you know, I was able to be here with my daughter to give her some of that comfort because it would have totally been different. And so I'm going to be here for another couple of days with her. I'm getting all of her stuff together. I'm putting up the drawers in her tester drawer, and everything is working out. So just continue to pray for us as well, okay?
Amen. Sister Stephanie, I have one thing to say. The wrong always right. I hear this so many times. How those people could be right in their dealing when they had all kinds of things that went against the rules. And
mm-hmm,
now the
mm-hmm.
lady want to lay it all on. And I knew it from the beginning
up until now. Yes, yes.
Sisters and brothers, how many times we hear the wrong people always right? It's so crazy. How it turns over, and it doesn't happen. I done seen it happen to many people. The person that's trying to do good, and she's trying to make it right, and she's trying to say, okay, ma'am, we're going to take care of our November part, but yet the month before that, the lease shows clearly
she was supposed to stay there.
I'm telling you.
And then she said, don't worry about the lease. She said, don't worry about the lease. I was like, no, the whole thing is about the lease. I said, they never signed it, and they never entered. And we caught her in a lot of lies, too. She was not telling the truth as well. We caught her in a lot of lies. But thank you so much. Thank God for technology, because we have to
text messages. Yes, Sister Stephanie, we surely going to offer prayers for you, my dear, and your daughter. And sisters and brothers, it was another situation that I read came through my email about this young lady in Connecticut. When this girl did everything against her privacy, they had the room together in college, and this girl was just doing everything just bad to this girl. And the people that was renting the place came in and told her that we don't want to hear you talk anything about what happened. And she said, wait a minute. She said, this just begun. She said, because what all this girl had did to me, I almost died. I had bacteria. I almost died from what she did. And the girl, she was wrong. And the girl that went to jail, everything was right. I'm telling you, the enemy. So, sisters and brothers, that's why we have to be in Christ. Because if not, we would be swallowed up. I'm telling you. So, thank you, Sister Stephanie. We're going to lift you up in prayer. We feel your pain. We feel your stress, sister. I really do. Because this is getting more and more crazy. So we're just going to pray for you, and we're going to lift you up as we open the lines for others. Thank you so much for coming to share and just to share with brothers and sisters so we can pray for you, because we see clearly it's wrong. So brothers and sisters, let's continue. We got to pray for one another, sisters and brothers, because we see the enemy is constantly after the people of God. So we're going to thank Sister Stephanie, all the brothers and sisters that done shared already. We thank you, and we thank everybody for being patient. We ask him that you press one and share your comments, because as I was reading in this scripture, God wants you to give him praise, because the Bible says, it pleases him. So we're going to open the line for the next caller, and it's 857-505. We opening your line, and you can give us your name and where you're calling from. Amen.
No, Mom. Hello, Sister Miola. This is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts, and I like to thank God, because God is good. He's worthy to be praised. And Sister Miola and brothers and sisters, when is going to be a camp meeting in Boston? We should have a camp meeting in Boston one of these days. May God bless you all on the prayer line. Amen.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Eli. And we're going to pray about that, Brother Eli. We're going to pray about it, brothers and sisters. We just got to lift it up. Brother Eli really want to see his brothers and sisters, so, and that's what it's all about. And by God's grace, one day, maybe he can allow that to happen. We're going to go to the next caller, brothers and sisters. It's 870-676. Your line is open, and you can give us your name and where you're calling from. Amen.
Amen. This is your brother Bernard Lewis from Arkansas.
Praise
the Lord.
God.
Beloved, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 and 9 shows us a very important component that what we need in these last days. And we all are going through some kind of trial, some kind of challenge, some kind of crisis. But the Bible says that, finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. So the blessing comes from the Lord. And he describes his disciples in the last days. He says, this is how they will know that you are my disciples, that you love one another. And we see today, brothers and sisters, is so many of God's children being led astray, going into diversity, division, name-calling, fault-finding, backbiting. As Paul says, are you not carnal when you do these things? So we got to be mindful and be careful, because the enemy comes in to sow that kind of seed. And Patriarchs and Prophet Ellen White says, even under false accusation, listen, even under false accusation, those who are in the right can afford to be calm and considerate. God is acquainted with all that is misunderstood and misinterpreted by men. And we can safely leave our case in his hands. Your case is in God's hands. We don't need to vindicate ourselves. He will as surely vindicate the cause of those who put their trust in him, as he searched out the guilt of Achan. Remember Achan, who did wrong in the camp and brought a curse upon the people. Those who are actuated by the Spirit of Christ will possess that love which suffers long and is kind. Verse 10 says, for he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Brothers and sisters, it is our characters that we will go into heaven, not all our baggages, crises, problems. We must seek the Lord while he may be found. And we must give our traits, our character traits, even from our generation, from our parents and their parents, that comes down the lineage, through the lineage, brothers and sisters, because the devil knows how to pull those buttons. I hope and I pray that you all remain in Christ. Pray for me and my family. Pray for all of us here in Arkansas, and pray that God's will be done. I'm traveling on the roads again, seeking the Lord in my wilderness experience again, and I'm just seeking your prayers that you guys lift me up. Thank you so much for lifting me up as you have already done, and I love you all. I thank you all for your prayers and salutations. Continue to encourage one another. Continue to send out your texts and prayers, because you never know what someone else may be going through. God bless you all. I love you, and may God be with you. Prepare. Jesus is coming. We are in the end of time. God bless. Thank you, Sister Leola, and Advent Prayer Line.
Amen, amen. Our brother, we hear the love that's in your heart. And I will ask Sister Stephanie, I'm going to ask Sister Stephanie to offer up word of prayer, because you're traveling, and we need to ask God for safe traveling mercy. So, Sister Stephanie, could you please offer a prayer for Brother Bernard? Sister Stephanie, are you able to hear me? I think she's gone away. She's just probably listening. Okay, well, we're going to have, I have Brother Rick. Okay, we're going to have Brother Rick. Brother Rick is here, so he pressed one. So, we brothers and sisters, thank you, Brother Bernard, for coming on and sharing it with us. I'm going to ask Brother Rick if he will offer a prayer for you. Brother Rick? Brother
Amen,
Rick,
sister.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Brother
yes.
Rick, can you please offer a prayer for Brother Bernard? He's traveling. And
oh,
Brother
absolutely.
Rick, with my understanding, people that drive 18-wheeler trucks, Brother Rick, I told my husband I don't like for my husband to drive 18-wheeler. I was there on the highway. I was behind the 18-wheeler, and there was a lady. She was trying to get in front of the 18-wheeler. She was trying to pass him up. Okay, an 18-wheeler has blind spots. She's in a car. So she tried to go, she tried to get ahead of him and go around. So as she didn't know, he was making that wide turn to make that right turn. But when he made that wide turn, she thought she could hurry up and get in that side and turn. But as he was turning, he was lifting her car up off the ground. And you know what? You know who got the fault? He probably got the fault because of who she was. And that's why I say, I see so many times on the highway, brothers and sisters, people just jump in front of an 18-wheeler, causing them to slam on brakes, and so many of them get into accident because of other drivers. So, Brother Rick, please offer a word of prayer for him. Amen?
Amen, sister. Amen,
and sister, yes. Let us be in prayer with Brother Rick. Amen.
Yes. I was just praying for Brother Bernard this morning, hoping he would be on the line tonight, and he is. And oh,
is.
It's so good to hear his voice. He is a faithful brother. I have heard him speaking for a number of years now, and I just appreciate Brother Bernard. Even in his trials, he still has not abandoned his faith. And so let's pray,
yeah.
Lord. At this moment, we just want to. Bring Brother Bernard up to you, Lord. We lift up him, Lord, as he is driving, Lord. He is out there trying to make a living, Lord. Father, he is going through his wilderness experience, as he mentioned, Lord. He has had troubles and trials as of late, Lord. His shoulder, Lord, we just pray that would continue to heal, that would heal completely, Lord. Father, his family, we just do lift them up to you, Lord. As Brother Bernard is out there doing his job, Lord Bernard, from the enemy would love to see him off on the side of the road, often upside down on the side of the road, Lord. We just pray for safety for Brother Bernard and wisdom and strength and knowledge and peace, Lord, in these trying times, Lord. As the brother mentioned, each person has their own trials and tribulations at the moment, Lord. But you know exactly what Brother Bernard is going through at this moment, Lord. So we just pray that you would continue to speak to his heart, Lord, that his mind would be free of the wiles of the enemy, that you would keep him strong in the faith, Lord. And, Father, when things seem to be too much for him, I pray that he would come to you for strength and for help, Lord, in that time of need, Lord. Each one of us has a time of need, every single day, Lord. We need you desperately at this moment and every moment, Lord. So please help us to remember that and continue to seek you, Lord. As we think of Brother Bernard, we just do pray for his wife and his whole family, Lord. Just we lift them up to you, ask that you would guide them, that you would keep them, that you would convict them of your goodness to them, Lord, and they would see that and that they would want to follow you even more closely, dear Lord, because, Father, you are the only answer to all of our needs, to all of our wants, to all of our wishes, Lord. Praise you, Lord, for protecting Brother Bernard as he's out there. We just praise you that he has come on the line, Lord, and shared just a little bit, Lord. Continue to keep him, Father. Father, each one of us, too, we need to keep on the upward path, Lord, as Peter told us to. And, Father, you know that it's hard for us, but you will give us strength. You will give us the wisdom. You will give us the peace, knowing that you are there. It's your strength. It's your wisdom, Lord, not ours. And we realize that. Please help us to remember that. And never to let go of holding your hand, Lord, so that you will bring us safely into your kingdom, Lord, at that time when you come. Father, we just lift up all the brothers and sisters on the Advent night prayer line. Brother Eli, I heard Sister Brenda earlier, Sister Stephanie and her trials with her daughter's landlord. Father, please work that out for them, Lord. We know that you can, Father, and you will. Lord, help them to be patient. We just pray that you'd give Sister Stephanie a double portion of your spirit as she is dealing with those situations there, Lord. It's easy to lose our temper, to say things that would bring dishonor to your name, Lord. So please give her grace, dear Lord. Father, we thank you for Sister Leola, who is hosting tonight, Father. We just lift her up to you. And we heard Sister Carla, she's at work calling in. We just do lift her up and her family also, Father. Guide us and bless us, Father. Keep us from harm. Keep us from the wiles of Satan, Lord, as he is seeking to devour us. Lord, we just want to be safe in you. We thank you. We praise you, dear Lord, for this prayer line, for the brothers and sisters. I pray that we would draw together, be tight-knit as family, Lord. Actually, these brothers and sisters are closer than my own family, Lord. I can't talk to my family many times about these things, but I came to them, Lord, so they are my family, Lord. Please watch them over and bless them and guide them, Lord. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, for giving us all the good things you give us, and Lord, especially for the gift that Jesus gave us, salvation and the ability to resist temptation, Lord, and to begin our journey to the heavenly gates at this moment, Father. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You want to share anything, Brother Rick?
Yes, Sister. Just prayers for my family. I heard from Ashley. She's doing okay, but Sister, the worldly counseling that they give these young people, it's all about taking care of yourself, you know, everything for yourself. And I'm just praying that the Lord would protect Ashley from those wiles that the devil is seeking. I mean, he just wants everybody living for themselves and living for the moment and doing whatever makes them feel good. And it's, you know, when you have a professional telling you that, it's easy to buy into it. So I'm just praying that the Lord would give Ashley wisdom on these things. And also I want to pray for my wife. Her heart procedure, her oblation will be a week from Tuesday, and she's getting nervous. And I mentioned this to Sister Carla. Sister Carla was texting me, said she was praying for us. I told Sister Carla I would keep pointing my wife to Christ, because he is the author of all good and of healing of all those things. But she is getting nervous, and I just keep telling her, hey, you know what? God has this. He knows what is going on in her heart. He knows what's going on with the doctors. He can take care of them. So I have no doubt that he will take care of her, and whatever he has in store for her, he will be right there with her, protecting her, giving her strength, and guiding her. So just please pray for my wife, pray for my family, and for me. Things are, I'm doing very well. Praise the Lord. He is good. He is faithful. He is merciful. He is kind and gracious and all those things. So I'm just thanking him for my brothers and sisters on the prayer line. I was just taking a few moments this morning as I had my devotions, and I was praying for each person on the prayer line, and what a joy it is to hear those voices after you think of them and lift them up in prayer, and then you hear the voices. It's just it's God is good. So I just thank you, sister, and praise him for his goodness. And I will sign off of that. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Rick, for lifting everyone up in prayer. And we thank you for your blessing and in your devotion this morning, lifting us up in prayer. And as God is continuing to have patience and love and kindness, you know the fruits of the Spirit, and he continues to have all that for us, brother, we got to have it for one another. So I just thank God for his goodness. And I tell you, thank you, Brother Rick, for sharing that, and we're going to lift the prayers up for the family and yourself, Ashley, and all those that that we love, as this scripture, Brother Bernard brought us such a powerful scripture there. And Brother Rick, as it says, this scripture says it's an encouragement to unity. And Sister Leola always says, united we stand, but the body we fall. Sisters and brothers on this prayer line, let us stand united, believing God is able to do anything but fail. And we stand united, guess what? God is with us. And when we love one another, pray for one another, and lift one up and be on this prayer line, God is in the midst. So thank you all for standing united together as we are here on this prayer line. Amen. And we will be in prayer in a few minutes. And as we're going to ask our brothers and sisters, if there's anyone else like to share, your line could be open. If you like to share, we're going to open your line. But if not, brothers and sisters, we're going to go into prayer. We have, as Brother Rick offered up prayers, I always say, well, I second the prayer. Don't have to mention all the names because God knows. And let us just start praying. Brothers and sisters, no one else has pressed one, so let us offer up a word of prayer. Let me see if Sister Stephanie is once again, because I sure would like for her to offer a prayer also. Sister Stephanie, your line is open. Would you be able to pray? Hold on a second. Okay, she may be busy, so we're going to lift up in prayer. Let's see if Sister Carla is able to pray. So it would be, let's see if Sister Carla, Sister, are you able to offer a prayer? It's okay if you're not, if you can't, I meant to say. Okay, I don't hear our Sister Carla. Let me make sure. Okay, we're going to ask one other person. Let's see if Sister Tamika able to offer a prayer. Sister Tamika, are you able to offer a prayer? Maybe it's my line. Maybe I'm not hearing. Hold on just a second. Sister Tamika, are you able to offer a prayer? Okay, let me make sure you all can hear me, because I'm not sure. Let me see if Brother Rick can hear me.
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Okay, well,
yes.
Maybe everyone is away from their phone. So, Brother Rick, I'll offer a prayer. I'll offer the prayer by God's grace. Let us offer, but we still have like about 20 more minutes before Brother Akeem come on, because he's coming on at about 7:30. So let us offer a word of prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, we come before you, Father. Just give me just a second. Okay, yes. All right. Well, let me open her line. Amen. Okay, Sister Carla, your line is open. Amen. Your
Amen.
Line is open.
Amen. Can you hear me, Sister Leola?
Yes. Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. Praise the Lord. So you just want a general prayer?
Well, he prayed for Sister Stephanie. Sister Tamika and Sister Brenda and Brother Rick, and he offered prayer for Sister Stephanie and Brother, pretty much everyone. But you can do a general prayer, Sister Carla.
Okay. Okay. Let us pray, Brother. Kind and loving Father, we thank you ever so much, Lord, for blessing us. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your mercy. We for your love that's renew each and every day. You have a perfect love for each and every one of us. You love us the same. You're not a respecter of a man, a person, Lord. You love us with an everlasting love. That's why you gave your precious gift, your best gift, your only begotten son, so that we can have life and have it more abundantly, Lord. We thank you for Brother Rick, and we just thank you for strengthening him, Lord. Of all the things that he's going through, oh, Lord, we know that the battle is not his, it's yours, and he has given it over to you, Lord. We ask for a special blessing in his wife's situation, that you will give her peace, you will give her comfort, oh, Father, as any type of surgery is not easy, oh, Father. Sometimes, you know, it affects us bad because we never want to go into surgery, Lord, but it's for the best, Lord. So we ask that you will comfort her. We ask that you will protect her, and you will guide her, and you will keep her, Lord. And all things will work out together for good to those who love the Lord, to those who are called according to her, to his purpose, Lord. We ask that you will continue to bless his family, his daughters, and his son-in-law and the grandchildren, Lord. Be with the precious little one, Father. And also continue
yes.
to be with Sister Tamika and her family in a special way. We know the desire of our dear sisters to be saved and for her family to be saved. So we ask that you will bless her and protect her and be with her children, Lord, and her friend, Sister Evelyn, Sister Eva, and there's another sister, Lord. You know the desire of each and every one of them. Be with Brother Eli, his mom, Jahari, and his many friends and classmates, associate, those who he come in contact with. We thank you ever so much. Sister Brenda, continue to be with Sister Brenda, Brother John, and the family. And as their family is mourning right now, we will ask you that you will be with that family, Lord, that you will console them, Lord. There's so much things going on in the world. There's so much debt, Lord. There's so much bereavement, oh, Father, but we know that you're sit up high, you're looking down low, and Your heart is also saddened by all of this, Lord. So we just ask for comfort and peace for that family. Restoration, oh, Father, let them know that you love them and that you're soon to come to get your people. So we have to be ready. We all have to repent and seek the Lord with all our hearts, our soul, and our mind. Be with Sister Consonelli, Sister Powell. Continue to be with Sister Stephanie and her daughter and her son and the family as a whole, the missing members. We thank you for Brother Bernard, Lord, and the work that you're doing upon his heart to forgive others and to just continue to help others, oh, Lord, that's in need, that's in distress, oh, Lord, as he's out there. I know that he's seeking the lost those on the road, oh, Father, as he go about the highway and the byway. Continue to protect him and keep him, oh, Lord. Unspoken prayer requests, I lift those up too. And Sister Katie, be with her in a special way. Lord, continue to bless Sister Leola and her husband, Lord, Brother Ray, Lord, and her daughter and her son and her grandchildren also, Lord. You love them, Lord. They are your children. They are yours, oh, Lord, from redemption and creation, Lord. Be with my family also, Lord. Help them, Lord. My sister Raquel, Lord, she's in the need of healing also, Lord. And my client, Zion, a 14-year-old boy that's been shot and in bed, bedridden, not able to walk, oh, Lord. I ask that you will be with him and his family, Lord. I pray that my being there will be an example to him, Lord, that, you know, these youth, they cling to the TV and the video game or the iPod. Oh, Lord, help them to know, Lord, that they need to seek you. They need an experience with you, oh, Lord. Again, we thank you and we praise you. We glorify, we magnify your name. Bless the speaker at hand. Brother Akeem, Lord, be with him in a special way. Continue to provide for him. Continue, oh, Lord, to give him the encouragement, the strength, the power to teach others, to preach to them the everlasting gospel, the three angels gospel, oh, Lord, of your soon coming, oh, Father, and the necessary thing that we need to do, oh, Father. We all have a work to do. We cannot save each other. We have to afflict our soul. We all have to prepare for your coming. We will be judged individually, Lord. Please help us, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon us. We don't know, Lord, the sins, oh, Father, that's being committed out there. Help us to pray and afflict our soul for our family, our self and our friends and our neighbors, Lord, so that they will not be lost. We thank you and we praise you ever so much in Jesus' mighty name. But bless Brother O'Neill also, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Carla. And
amen.
And let me ask there if there's anyone else. As Sister Carla has stepped up, all brothers and sisters, we want to thank her we want to thank Brother Rick. We want to thank everyone on this prayer line because you are part of the prayer line. When you come on and share, by God's grace, the heart of his children. And as I read in this word, as Brother Bernard read in this word, brothers and sisters, we are one mind by God's grace because we are lifting one another up. And by God's grace, we got to continue in this thing. We can't just say this one day, two day, or we got to do this until he comes and we want to give him thanks. So Heavenly Father, Lord, as all the prayers has been prayed, Lord, I am in agreement with these prayers, Father. And as we come in agreement, Father, and being united, Father, we ask that you look at the heart of each and every one of us. Lord, Father, we're going to claim, it's Isaiah 53, chapter 51, creating us a clean heart, Lord, and renew that right spirit in us, Lord. We need the Holy Spirit to fill us with his love and to help us and strengthen us, Father. As all the prayers has been mentioned, Father, we need thee, Lord, and we need to seek thee early and to wait on you, Father. Oh, Father, we thank you so much for your love and your patience that you have given to us. Now, Lord, Father, as Sister Stephanie pleading for the help of you, Father, to go before this landlord, Lord. We ask him that you would convict this lady's heart. Help her to know that allow the wrong thing to turn around to be right. But, Father, help her to know the right thing, to do the right thing, Father. And help her to think about it, Father, that she may count the cost and what it was worth, Lord, to be truthful, to be honest. And, Father, we give you praise. We give you glory, Lord, because you said you are truth and you are righteous.
So, Heavenly Father, please, please, Lord, allow each and every person that we deal with, Lord, let us pray and bring them before God, and the Lord will convict the heart. It's nothing that we can do, because the Bible tells us we can't change nothing about ourselves, but it's God and his righteousness that deal with every heart. So, Father, we thank you so much for what you do for us daily as you continually to prick our heart to seek you, to serve you, and to continually to be a blessing to others. We thank you for this prayer line. We ask in you, Father, to allow your Holy Spirit to lead Brother Akeem on this prayer line, to bring a message, Lord, the seriousness of this time, that Christ is soon to close it out. Oh, Father, we thank you tonight for all the callers that called in. And we ask that you bless each and every one. And, Lord, give them strength and give us peace tonight, Father. And we thank you in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And brothers and sisters, we ask him that our brothers and sisters, if there's anyone else, you have time. Brother Akeem is not on just yet. And if there's anyone else that would like to share or would just like to give a testimony, your line could be open at this moment. So if there's anyone, by God's grace, our brothers will be on in just a minute. I would like to read this prophecy before Brother Akeem come on, brothers and sisters. So this prophecy I was going to read from Hebrews chapter 13. Amen. And it says, as Adam and Eve was banished from Eden and transgressed the law of God, so Christ was to suffer without the boundaries of the holy place. It says he was to suffer without, meaning that he wasn't going to be in Jerusalem. He wasn't going to be crucified in Jerusalem. He was going to be crucified outside of Jerusalem. He says without the camp. And he said he died outside. Well, here it is. He died outside the camp where felons and murderers were executed. There he trod the winepress alone, bearing the penalty that should have fallen on the sinner. How deep and full of significance are the words. Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. He went forth without the camp, thus showing that he gave his life not only for the Jews nation, but for the whole world. So when he said that he was without the camp, hold on, brother and sister, let me make sure Brother Akeem is not on. Okay, he's not on. So as Christ went out to camp, and as I was reading this, I said, praise God. The Bible is, prophecy is saying that, you know, if Christ would have died within the camp in the Jerusalem, and the Jews, the Jews would have thought that Christ was just dying for them. But no, he showed that he was dying for the whole world. And let me continue with this. It says, Christ suffered without the gates of Jerusalem, for Calvary was outside of the city wall. This was a show that he died, not for the Hebrews alone, but for all mankind. He proclaimed to a fallen world that he is their redeemer and urged them to accept salvation he offered. So brothers and sisters, everyone, even the ones that call themselves witches, called whatever sin in this world, Christ died for them, but they have to surrender. They have to submit themselves to Christ.
And as I was reading this, I'm like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. But now we are waiting for our brother. And as we are waiting for him, is there anyone else would like to share? We don't have no one else. So my brothers and sisters, we're going to just thank God for his blessing. And as we're going to offer a word of prayer, because I did not offer the word of prayer for Sister Brenda and the family. So I just want to offer a word of prayer for the family. Our Father, which art in heaven, I wanted to offer a word of prayer for the family that, first of all, the one of the elders died, and then one of the baby of the family has passed away. Lord, as we think of your goodness, Father, how this baby has passed, children keeping the baby, babysitting a baby, and one then roll over a baby. Lord, what a sad way that a child must die. It's so these things that's happening in this earth, the way things that are happening, that children passing or happening in this world, Lord, I just don't know what word to use, Father. But most of all, Lord, help us that we don't die. We don't leave this world without being surrendering to Christ and Christ getting us through ourselves. Lord, we have self so self-centered that, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. Praying for our people, asking the Lord to help them, sharing the word with them. Lord, I'm asking you to please touch their heart and open up their eyes before they leave this world. They don't want to leave this world without Christ and him crucified. He done paid the penalty for all. So have mercy upon all people, Father, and let them see your generous sacrifice that you made for all. So, Father, we thank you for your son, and we thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy. And we pray all that in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we just pray for Brother Akeem as he comes to deliver the word. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Sisters and brothers, I want to thank you. I in my heart about when Sister Brenda said how this baby died. And let's see if Brother Akeem is here. I just want to share a question with you all. When we all was here and coming up as babies, you know our parents had our sister or our big brother or someone watching like I did. I had LaCole watching my son. And just happened that my son, she rolled him down the hill. She had him in a grocery basket, rolled him down, and he fell out of the basket on the concrete. And I was so nervous. I was so nervous. I'm thinking that he's going to have a concussion or something. And just think, when we have a little baby, how many times we ask out with his brother or sister, you can watch him. And God did not allow such simple things as someone rolled over the baby and smother the baby or kill the baby. Oh, sisters, I'm like, you know, we were protected. God has us here for a reason. Everyone that done made it through this time, God has blessed us, sisters and brothers, that this little baby, why this little baby, someone to roll over him and it's died. Keeping you all understanding and seeing what I'm seeing, that how God blessed us, that all the time we done been in some sort of danger or I cut my foot and I didn't bleed to death, but God allowed me to be here today. Oh, God is so good, my brothers and sisters. And I just thank him. I thank him for his love, his mercy, and what he's done for me. So So, brothers and sisters, now we don't have our brother. He should be on in a minute. And by God's grace, I want to see if Sister Stephanie can give us a prayer again, because I don't want to be the only one talking. Amen. So let us see
Amen.
If she's available. Sister Stephanie,
Amen.
Are you
Amen.
Available
Amen.
To give us a prayer? Amen.
Can you hear me?
Amen.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear me. We can hear you because we're waiting
Amen.
On Brother Akeem to come on.
Okay. All right, no problem. Heavenly Father, we bow before you. We're just so thankful for this opportunity, Lord, to come and pray. You told us that we are to pray without ceasing. And as we know that it's a privilege to pray because you said ask and it will be answered. So we're coming to you, Heavenly Father. You have heard the cry. You have even heard the question, God. But for me, I know that your way is always the best way. I know that you know the beginning, the middle, and the end. So there are things that you told us in your word that will be mystery, and we will not be able to comprehend it, Lord. And so for whatever reason, whatever lesson, Lord, for this situation with this baby, Heavenly Father, we ask you, Lord, to allow your Holy Spirit to comfort the family during this time. Allow the family, Lord, to feel your strength and feel your presence and feel your peace. And we pray that this situation, though it is tragic, will certainly draw them heaven bound, will have them cling to you, Heavenly Father, from whence their help coming from. So I pray for each and every person that is on this line. I pray for all of the family members that are impacted by death, all of the families that are bereaved, Heavenly Father, we pray that you will give them your comfort, Lord. We pray, Lord, for the man servant, the speaker of the hour, Lord, Brother Akeem. We pray that you will touch his lips and you will give him an emboldened message that will agitate the hearts of the people so that we can see our need for you, Heavenly Father. Lord, you are so good. You are so great. I ask you, Lord, to forgive us of anything that we have done that will hinder this prayer, as we know that you are in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary. We pray that you will allow our mindset, Heavenly Father, to move from the courtyard into the most holy place. And in doing that, Lord, our attitude, our actions, and our deed will replicate that, Lord. God, we bless your name. We give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise. I pray that you will continue to strengthen Sister Leola and her family, Lord, as we know that when you have called your people to do your work, the enemy is busy, and he comes in like a roaring fire and a roaring lion and a fiery dart. But we pray, Lord, that you will put an edge of protection around each and every person that is connected on this Advent Life ministry, Brother O'Neill, Sister Powell, Brother Udi and Sister Melissa, Heavenly Father, Brother Rick, Brother Ray, Lord, you know each and every one by name. You know everything that they stand in need of. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that you will pour out your blessings on them, Sister Carla, Lord, as she has stated that she's at work. We pray a protection, an edge of protection around on her as well. God, we bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. Oh, my, and I tried to, my knee. Oh, I was screaming. My sister, I'm thanking you for that prayer because it finally moved. I had knee pain. So Brother Akeem is here, brothers and sisters, and I open the line. So just give me just a second. I want to thank my brothers and sisters for coming on and being patient, and he is here to bring the message. I will open his line. Amen. 301, your line is open. Brother Akeem.
Amen.
Your line is open. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, and glad to be back with you all this evening. Pray that your last week was well for you, and that as you go into this week that you'll have a blessed week. At this time, we'll continue in the studies that we've been looking at. This was a message
I gave before, but I'll give it again in light of what we've been covering so far throughout the past few weeks about how to use, to bring ideas, to have ideas, to formulate ideas in our minds, and then to use our gifts in connection with those ideas to actually bring the ideas to life. Ideas as to how we can use our gifts for God's cause while at the same time making a living, and understanding that even the Old Testament, in the Old Testament and the people even in Jesus' time, they understood this principle of teaching their children a trade so that they would be able to take care of themselves. Even the priests, we learned last week, also learned a trade. And so everyone had something. And we saw also that Paul, while he was a Pharisee, those principles were lost to him. But at the same time, once he gave his life to Christ, as time went forward, he learned a trade that was manual in nature by the name of tent making. So he was a tent maker, and at times he would work that trade in order to make a living. We also know that Jesus, before he went into the full-time ministry that he was doing, part and parcel of his life, just as important, that first 30 years before his public ministry began, he was a carpenter, learned the principles of carpentry and how to do it, and helped his family in the daily toils of life. And so Jesus had a trade. And so was it with many of the children in Israel. And Paul took that principle on later on in doing the work of tent making. And in so doing, he was able to win many souls. And so what we're going to see today is why we are doing this. So some of the things that I laid out for you, the aspects of, for example, taking your gifts and connecting it to an idea, and then using that idea to bring forth and use your gifts, and realizing that, as I said before, at first, what you have is all that you can use. But what I'm learning is that the ideas consistently implemented, as we use our gifts in implementing those ideas, then what happens, as I mentioned last time, last few weeks, is that those ideas, as they are implemented using our gifts, will bring resources. The major thing that happens to many people is that they use their gifts. They realize they have, that God has given them gifts. They begin to use it, which is great. But then what happens is they become inconsistent in the usage of that gift, of that ability. And sadly, probably after a few weeks or a few months, they become so negatively impacted that they can't use their abilities. They don't use their abilities as they should. And so they come off of using the gift that God has given them, and they end up right back in the place that they were before. But had they continued, even though they weren't necessarily seeing many results, much results at first, that's the great work of a life. It is the ability to continue in something that you know that you should be doing, even when you don't immediately see the results. And that's a major thing impacting this generation. It is the understanding that, whoa, I can't get something immediately. Many want this, that they've trained the mind in this aspect of instant gratification. So unless I get it immediately, man, I'm not going to continue in this. Not realizing between the start of using your gift to the time when you begin to see the resources come, there's a character development that God wants to do. And this is why consistency, being persistent, not starting and stopping, but continuing, is key. Not just as it concerns walking with Jesus, but as it concerns the daily things of life. And that's one of the reasons, not just that many at times don't do well in their jobs. There's other things vying for your attention. Things don't come immediately when they want it. And then the other thing is that that kind of attitude impacts their spiritual life. It's impacting their spiritual and their physical life, their physical and their spiritual life. Both impact one another. Inconsistency in one area leads to many times inconsistency in the other area, because it's just a way of life. And God is seeking to get us out of that so that we become consistent in every aspect of how we live. Persistent. It is those who run this race, which is not a sprint, but a marathon. The race to glory is a marathon, friends. It will take our entire lives until we breathe our last, or until Jesus comes, until we finally get to the end. And so it's going to take tenacity. It's going to take audacity. It's going to take intensity. It's going to take persistence, consistency, in order to get to where we're trying to go. Hence, this is why I said that the ideas that we use to implement our gift must be done consistently. We must have a focus in doing that. And as I mentioned before, it's not about using 7, 10, 12 gifts. It's taking 1 to 2, focusing on it, and building until God guides you into the other gifts that he'll give you, because as you use what you have, it will be multiplied, and then you'll say, okay, Lord, I'm seeing there's another ability that you're giving me. As I mentioned before, like as I was doing, going to different places and speaking, forming a ministry, I began to realize, whoa, I have to learn how to make PowerPoints, because there are visual learners in the audiences that I'll be speaking to. Hence, God helped me to become really good at doing PowerPoint. I began to realize that at times, man, I'll have to preach on the spur of the moment. And God has helped me in the study of his word to come to a point where I can study something for a minute and have a message to give to the people. And friends, that comes with time. When I first came into the Seventh-day Adventist Church, I would look at the minister that baptized me, and I was totally blown away that he could remember and understand all of these things. But as time went along, and as I consistently studied the principles of God's word and the principles of unlocking the symbols and stories of the Bible, friends, it began to come easier and easier for me as the Spirit was guiding me. Friends, there are so many areas. As I began to get recordings from churches, I started learning. I said, Lord, I want to put that up so that the people may be able to hear these messages. I had to learn then how to edit videos. So there's so many things, delegating those things to other people, but there are things that I had to learn. There are abilities and talents that will come as we use the simple abilities and talents that we already have. And so in light of this, the reason why this is so crucial is because a lot of times, friends, and this is why we're using it, make no mistake, the call to use our abilities and talents is not a call to use those abilities and talents for any minuscule or mediocre work. Many feel that as they become a Christian, you know, I'm just supposed to live a humble life, and their definition of humility is that, you know, I shouldn't attempt great things for God. I shouldn't seek to impact all the people that I can in society. I shouldn't do a work that can cause me to stand and make a dent in this generation for God, because their minds come so small. But friends, that is not true humility. True humility is to be teachable. True humility is not to strive to get the glory. But true humility is not saying, man, I don't want to be great and do great things for God. I want to read a statement here for you powerful statement, and it's found actually in the book Messages to Young People. And I've read this quote to you before, and this is stated to youth, but it is applicable to every human being. And as we go into this new phase in what we're going to be talking about this evening for the next 15 minutes, I want to say a prayer. Father, bless our minds and our hearts and help us to gain understanding and also to apply that which we have learned. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. It says, dear youth, what is the aim and purpose of your life? See, many are living a life right now and they don't have an aim. They don't have a purpose. They're serious, friends. Because that's many times in society why people are so depressed. They're looking at others around them moving on. They're looking at others around them living more stable lives. They're looking at people having an influence, whether it be for good or for evil, and they're wondering, okay, God, I've come to you and I'm trying to follow you, but what is the purpose of my life? And friends, your purpose is found in the usage of your gifts right where you are. It is as you take what you have and you use it solely for the glory of God, no matter what area you're in, whether it be in secular business or you're working for the church or you're doing a work for God's cause. This is the goal. The goal is to win souls to the crucified Savior. That is your purpose. And now in your mind, in prayer with God, it is to learn how to bring that purpose to fruition by the usage of your gifts, which will be implemented through certain ideas that you ask God to help you to come up with. She states, dear youth, what is the aim and purpose of your life? Are you ambitious for education, that you may have a name? Now, check this out. This is deep because many Adventists would stand against this. It says, are you ambitious for education, that you may have a name and position in the world? Listen to that, right? The answer, it would look like the answer would be negative. It would be no. But the statement continues. Are you ambitious for education, that you may have a name and a position in the world? Have you thoughts that you dare not express? Because friends, we've seen it in our world today. You express a certain thought that seems to people crazy. Many times people are so negative, they'll shut it down. Probably you said certain things that you are dreaming of doing for God, and people have said that is ridiculous. Or they told you, hey, there's nothing in it that betrays or compromises the principles of Scripture or the spirit of prophecy, but it just seems too far-fetched for it to happen. And it may be that someone has told you, they've told you, stop. They've shut down that dream of yours. Or sometimes, friends, some of us may have shut down the dreams of others. It says, have you thoughts that you dare not express, that you may one day stand upon the summit of intellectual greatness, that you may sit in deliberative and legislative councils and help to enact laws for the nation? Listen to the next few words, friends. There is nothing wrong in these aspirations. This is why we have to think beyond. And this is why we cannot limit ourselves. It says, there is nothing wrong with these aspirations. You may, every one of you, your mark. So have you ever had the desire to leave a dent in the world for God's glory? Have you desired greatness, a name, and a position in the world? Have you thoughts that you dare not express of rising to intellectual greatness? Friends, to impact the laws of the land? Friends, there's nothing wrong with this. You may, every one of you, make your mark. You should be content, here it is, with no mean, meaning simple attainments. Aim high, and here it is, and spare no pains, because there's going to be much of it, to reach the standard. That's why I'm presenting these things that I've been presenting for the past few weeks. Because the people of God have to come out of many times the shell, the box that we have placed ourselves in. God has principles and he has standards. But friends, the reason many times God puts it as principles, and many of those principles, they're very specific for sure. But the reason we call them principles is because God, in many cases, is leaving it up to us as to how we can become creative in implementing them in our generation. That's why, yes, there's times when God is specific in the spirit of prophecy, but there are times when God in Scripture and in the writings of Ellen White, he just gives us principles and is not intensely specific about how to implement the principles. Why? Because, and as I said, there are many cases where he is specific, such as, okay, yeah, you're moving to the country, this is what you got to look out for. God has given us these things. If you're building a sanitarium, this is what you must do. If you want to be healthy, this is how you must specifically do it. But sometimes, even the way in which he lays those things out, it can be vague enough that it leaves room for creativity in the implementation of it. And God says, as you do these things, move forward in doing them. And if in your heart of hearts you're saying, Lord, I desire that I may have a name and position in the world. Contrary to the opinion of many, God says there's nothing wrong with it. God, I have some dreams in my mind. I'm not expressing it to people because I know how negative they can be, but I want to stand in greatness. God says there's nothing wrong with that. Some may say, Lord, I want to stand in councils and courts and enact laws that would be for the good of the nation. God says there's nothing wrong with it. But here's the catch. In all of this, in the forefront of your mind is, how can I glorify Jesus in the doing in doing all of this? That's why as you use your gifts, friends, this will take you in many different directions. It will take some of us, as God's people all over the world adapt trades or implement their gifts and they go to different places as a result of those gifts, it will cause them to be noticed by the world. And as this happens, friends, that's exactly what we want. But because many times people put a cap or a limit on themselves, what ends up happening? Is they live, they're born, they live a mediocre life, and they die, not leaving any legacy that will cause men to glorify God. Prayer for us today is that we will live in such a way that we will figure out our talents, our abilities, our gifts, seek ideas to implement those gifts, monetize those gifts that we may be able not only to bless others, but to also make a living from those gifts and continue developing it until we can get to the place that we had in our mind, that long-term goal of making a name, that we may have a name and a position in the world, that when people look at you, yes, they may know your name, but here's the goal. Here's why God says there's nothing wrong with it. Because if you are seeking to glorify God, then they will remember, oh, this person is a Seventh-day Adventist. This person actually, I wonder what they believe. This person has such influence. I wonder what they believe. Is that not what they say about many of the popular people in the world? It's not just that they know their names, but they say, man, I wonder what this person is about. Can you imagine people going and finally seeking out what a Seventh-day Adventist is about? Friends, it will only come when we step outside of man-made traditions, of the way that we've always done things. We have to go further and higher in harmony with the spirit, Bible and spirit of prophecy in a way that is creative. The Bible tells us in the book of Matthew chapter 25, this is powerful because this is what God is trying to show us in Matthew 25. The same principle applies in Matthew 25. It states there three major parables. It states the parable of the 10 virgins. We understand these 10 virgins represent the church. of God in the end of time, the last days, because they are what? They went forth at the end of verse 1 of chapter 25 to meet the bridegroom. That's second coming language. So it's men and women. It's a symbol of the church, of people that are looking forward to the second coming of Jesus Christ. But some of them have the Spirit of God. Some of them have not continued in the Spirit. The ones that have continued in the Spirit, as the bridegroom, as the call goes out that the bridegroom cometh, you remember what happens? They both, after falling asleep, now wake up. And there's one who wake up with an experience because they've continued to replenish the oil. And there are those who do not have the oil. They have not continued. And so the result was they did not have a character to stand in the day of God. And this is what the oil represents. It doesn't represent just the Holy Spirit, but it represents the character that cannot be transferred. That's why when the foolish virgins asked the wise for oil, they couldn't give it to them because character is not transferable. So it's not just the Holy Spirit, it's what the Holy Spirit gives us, which is the character of Jesus. But I want you to notice, as they are developing in the character of Christ, here's what happens. As the cry goes out that the bridegroom is coming, meaning, or he comes, the idea is that he's not necessarily there just yet. In other words, we're talking about the end times here. He's coming. He's right around the corner. But the thing is, we know that in the time just before Jesus comes, there will be a crisis. Those who have the character of Christ, they will be ready to meet not just the crisis, but they will be ready to see the bridegroom coming. Now, this is the interesting thing. Right after the parable of the 10 virgins, that parable of the 10 virgins is followed by the parable talents. And you remember, we are talking about Jesus going away. Chapter 25, verse 14 states, "For the kingdom of heaven is a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods." So he's about to leave. Jesus is about to ascend to the kingdom. It says, "And he gave unto one, he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To every man according as his several ability. And straightway he took his journey." And you remember what happened in that parable. It's interesting. The one that used the 5, you remember when the Lord came back and found that that man traded, it says in verse 16, "Then he that received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents." So in other words, he doubled his abilities. Those talents represented his abilities. But notice, friends, this story is about talents. It's not just about your abilities. Many times we talk about the talents in terms of abilities and gifts. And that's true. That's what they are. But notice, somehow, someway in verse 16, what it's revealing to us is that this man who received 5 talents, he had the ability to what? To duplicate it. So that means this man was very creative. Same thing with the guy who had 2 talents. He gained another 2. And we know the story of the man with the 1 talent. He went and hid it. And the consequences that he received. The reason that this story is so important is, yes, it's talking about gifts and abilities. But friends, many times we don't see it in light of what a talent really is. We talk about it as everything else, but what was a talent back in Jesus' day? Friends, a talent was money. It was the means that was given to individuals. So this man, according to his ability, received resources, monetary resources, and he duplicated it. The man who had 2 did the very same thing. So these men were financially astute people. So it represents the usage and multiplication of our talents, but it also represents the resources that we get from those talents and using them wisely, building upon them. Because, friends, we can't wait as we saw. God will bring them, but we can't just rely on that fact and say, okay, God is going to bring people in the end time to bring money to us. For sure, that's going to happen. Isaiah 60 tells us this. But friends, we have to learn how to use those resources now. Make and learn how to use the resources, because what a man is when he gets money is what he was when he didn't have it. I pray that makes sense. That's why it's such a ridiculous thing for people to play the lottery, because they may, let's say they win, right? Let's say they win. They've already spent. They've already been showing that they have bad money habits by spending it on lottery tickets. And many times people, it's not that people win on the first, second, or third, or fourth try. It's many times they're using their resources for something that they could be investing and learning, how do I build this? How do I put it into building my gift and ability? They are already using their money for things that won't help them, that won't help them to be financially astute. And when they then win the lottery and get all of this money, have you ever realized many of those people, within a few months, if that, to having nothing? Why? Because they got it so fast, because they didn't go through the process of being consistent in developing their abilities to gain resources that way. Because they got the quick fix, what they were when they didn't have money, which was not financially astute, is what they are when they got it. That's what they were when they got it. It wasn't a different person. Money is not what changes an individual. It is the character and what an individual is when he or she has nothing. That is what they will be when they gain something, unless they gain it the right way. Now, the reason I state this parable is because the parable of the sheep, parable of the 10 virgins, is the parable the same as the parable of the talents. The 10 virgins are the people, the man who had the 5 talents, and the one who had the 2. Because you remember, in all of these parables, whether it's the parable of the 10 virgins, whether it's the parable of the talents, or whether it's the parable of the sheep and the goats, they all represent people who did right or evil. The 5 wise virgins are the same as the one who used the 5 and 2 talents, which is the same as the sheep. All of them represented God's people in each of the parables. We're shown this as we compare scripture with scripture, and as we look in the spirit of prophecy. It is the same for those who were not ready when the bridegroom came. The 5 foolish virgins are the same as the man who did not use his talent but buried it, which is the same as the goats. So what we're seeing in these parables then is this. The 5 wise virgins are the same. The 5 wise virgins, receiving a Christ-like character from the Holy Spirit, went forth then and used the abilities that they received from God or by the Holy Spirit. And they went and duplicated, they multiplied it. But how did they multiply it? For what purpose did they multiply it? Story of the sheep, we see why. It says, what did the sheep do? It says, then shall the king turn to them on his right hand. That's Matthew 25:34. Come, ye blessed of my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me, and naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came. Then shall the righteous answer him, that's the sheep, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee stranger, that's the immigrant, by the way, and took thee in, and naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? The king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. So notice what the sheep used their ability for. They used their ability for the blessing of humanity. So the five wise virgins are the ones filled with a Christ-like character who learn to use their gifts, the talents, and multiply it for what cause? The sheep to bless humanity. This is why, friends, we are robbing God and we are robbing the people of this world when we do not take time to develop our abilities and our gifts. When we put a mediocre limit on ourselves and on what God can do in us, we are robbing the world blessing that they could receive. Had we used our talents and abilities to be a blessing to humanity, this is why God has given us these things. This is why I've been going over this for the past few weeks. Because we must come out of a stupor of being totally inward focused and begin to use our abilities and talents for what purpose? For the blessing of the world. That as these people see this blessing, they may be drawn to Jesus. My prayer is that we will then take this time to truly study ourselves. Knowledge of self, Ellen White calls it. Study ourselves and spend time with God to learn, God, how can I use my abilities? I've shared some of the ways that I'm doing it. But ask yourself this question, so that then you can use your abilities so that people somehow you can bring in the message that we have for this time, that people may be blessed. This is my prayer for us as we close. Father in heaven, I pray that these things make sense. I pray, oh God, that as inspiration tells us, that we may not be content with mean attainments, meaning with simple attainments, but aim high and spare no pains to reach the standard. God, help us to go forth and to fulfill your purpose for our life, which is indeed greatness, because you desire to bring the Seventh-day Adventist Church into prominence before the world. Help us to go forth and to leave our mark, our legacy of Christ. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Akeem, for this message. And brothers and sisters, I'm sure I'm hoping that everyone was blessed with this message, especially how to become an entrepreneur. Brother Akeem, you have made it clear. You even have given us some examples of what you do. So we are very grateful for that. I know that Sister Carla has very started and on her way doing some great things. And brothers and sisters, I buy Brother Akeem. I don't know if you know Sister Carla makes many things. She shampoo. She makes the salve, the stuff you can rub on joints. I buy it all the time. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, brothers mm-hmm. and sisters, I buy that that cream she makes for your joints. And my husband mm-hmm. have real pain. And mm-hmm. he said it come from when he was young, because he used to ride the motorbike and he broke himself up a lot. He broke his wrist, his leg. He had a couple broken. He was broken up a couple of places, but his whole hip hurt, and I have to mm-hmm. Rub his leg between his muscles and his knee and his leg and his hip mm-hmm. with that salve. And I'm telling you, he said that salve mm-hmm. Give him less pain for about 3 days. It lasts about that long. And one time I hadn't put it on him for about a month, and it helped him. And I also do the valerian in it, and oregano, and those things help. So the Sister Carla is doing well with hers, and you know, I support her with it. And I tell you, Brother Akeem gave some good ideas, sisters and brothers, YouTube, some other things, speaking. It's very things we can do. I know I like to cook. I pretty much do selling things and cooking and garage sales. Garage sales is good thing to do, you know, collecting. Sister Stephanie, you're pretty good at that. You can do you some good business. So I'm telling you, it works out. You keep doing it, and the Lord increase your blessing as you get good at it. So thank you, Brother Akeem, for encouraging and just giving us ways. Pray about this, and God will lead the rest of the way through His Holy Spirit. So I want to thank you so much for bringing this message. And I don't know if this is the end of it. Is this the end of it? Or?
No, we'll continue more and
is
more.
That finished?
I'll bring out some. I'll bring out some more statements from inspiration as we move forward, some things that we can do. And also, okay. Sister Leola, right after I get off the phone, I know you've been asking for this, I'll send you the ministry page as well. I know you've been asking for that, so I'll send it to you as well. But I'll show people some of the things that Ellen White even mentions that people can do as well.
Okay. All right, then. Well, we're going to let our brothers and sisters go, and we just thank you once again. And brothers and sisters, you all have a blessed night. And I'm going to take questions next time, as Brother Akeem can do a little earlier, but I have an early morning. So I'm going to say good night, my brothers and sisters. God, I love you. God love you. And we got to stay united. So God bless, and you all have a peace and safe night. Amen. And we're going to close out with Redeem. Thank you, Brother Akeem.
Yeah.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy, His child, and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. His child, and forever I am. Redeemed, and so having Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of His presence with me doth continually dwell. Redeemed, by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, His child, and forever I am.
I think of my blessed Redeemer. Redeemed, redeemed.